Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelly.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Number two of USA Prepare. So we're sharing some tips from my unpublished book. I've got some more. Kathy is with us in Ohio. Kathy, do you have other tips that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, Vince, I have a couple. I wanted to mention a couple things that maybe people could stock up. I know we've been talking about preparing, but maybe trying to get as much of the shelf-stable foods that you can get. Maybe things like popcorn, tea, cornstarch, rice, honey, sugar, those types of things, because a lot of things you can't keep for long-term, but those things you can keep a long time. Even things like your vinegars, beans, corn syrup, flax seeds, those types of things. The other thing, too, that I have been stocking up on is I've been buying some of the things that I use for, like, my natural remedies. I've been buying in bulk, like activated charcoal. It's expensive in the little tubs, but if you buy it in bulk, it's not so bad. Things like diatomaceous earth or bentonite clay, those are all things that you could use down the road that virtually last a really long time, especially if you keep them well sealed and maybe even put them in mason jars or vacuum seal them somehow, or if you can freeze them. But those are things that we may not have access to, some of our first aid type things. And right now I could still get them, but I am noticing more and more those types of things that are going out where you just can't find them. But those were two things that hit me. And the other thing was thinking about maybe in the fall, like, do you have work boots? Do you have winter boots? What about tennis shoes? Because a lot of our tennis shoes are made in China. So maybe start looking around now while you can still get them. Because I don't know, if you don't have shoes and socks and T-shirts and those types of things, which those are hard to find, too. The T-shirt, socks, the underwear, all that. I mean, I think you can get them online, but in the stores, they're virtually sold out. I haven't seen any, very, very, very little. And it's just a random size, like extra small or 3X or something like that I've seen.
All very valid points, Kathy, and I've looked for, we'll call them sneakers, all-purpose sneakers, not these flimsy, lightweight, all fabric netting across the top. I don't want that. I want durable, durable footwear. And what I found was the price is going up and up and up, and you're getting close to $75, $80, $90, $100 for a pair of sneakers, which is insane to me. So what I did instead was I bought leather boots, and I found them. And, normally I would not want to buy used footwear, but I cannot justify spending $300 and $400 for a pair of boots. But I did find boots in my size on eBay from the Thursday boot company, like the day of the week, Thursday. And it was about roughly between $100 and $120. For a pair of used boots. But these were the kind of boots that somebody would wear once and say, you know what? Nah, I don't think I want them. You have to polish them. And so they were like brand new. Not a scratch on them at, one third the price. So I was thinking that instead of sneakers, which are, you know, great for running around, I would just wear boots. And they would probably, two pairs would probably last the rest of my life. So that's why I switched from sneakers to boots. But you're absolutely right about things are in very, very short supply, and you're absolutely right about shelf-stable foods. For example, popcorn. I know for a fact that popcorn will last about 20 years if you keep it in a sealed container. 20 years. How do I know? Because I'm using popcorn that's 20 years old. Vinegar. Vinegar, if you buy it at Walmart, it comes in a flimsy container. If you buy white vinegar, in, yeah, I'm talking about gallons. If you buy it at Menards, it's the same vinegar, but it's in a much heavier screw-top container rather than those pop-off tops like milk comes in. And so it's a much heavier container. It's got a better cap, and it's the same price. So, and do you need white vinegar? Absolutely. Why do you need it? Well, it's a disinfectant. If you know somebody who has respiratory illnesses and they use a nebulizer, you know, those air pumps with a hose, and maybe albuterol or something like that, well, it needs to be cleaned every day. What do you clean it in? Vinegar. And what size container would you use? Well, peanut butter comes in a 1 pound small jar. It's plastic. You take those parts out of the nebulizer, you put it in the plastic peanut butter jar with a lid that seals, the plastic screw-on cap or lid. You put in about a tablespoon of white vinegar. You shake it all around, put it down, shake it, put it down, shake it. You know, 5 minutes later, you pour off the vinegar. You rinse it 6 times or so with maybe 2 ounces per time of filtered ProPure water. Put it in a bowl with a paper towel over it and under it. Let it dry out, and that's how you do it. But you need white vinegar to do that. So there are a lot of things that, you know, that you need, and you ought to get them now because the cities are burning. And you talked about rice. We've got rice. Where do we keep the rice? In the refrigerator. Why? Because it prevents the bugs from popping out. You can keep it in the freezer, too. And flour. You can keep flour in the freezer. We do. We try to buy it in the large bag. And we keep it in the freezer. We always freeze flour immediately upon purchase. Always. Because it kills those little bugs that you can't see. That's not pleasant to think about this, but that's the way it is. If you buy bread from the Chinese factory outlet in the, you know, the plastic bag, it's got the same flour that you would have with the same little bug eggs in it. It's all there. It's just they haven't hatched yet. Kathy, any comments on that?
Oh, Vince, I agree, and I think you're very wise with your boots idea because those are going to last. Tennis shoes, you're lucky, especially with you having on a farm, you're lucky if they would last you even a season, whereas these boots are probably going to last you for years. I think you're really wise. I think that vintage things, older things, that if you can find them on eBay or out when you're out, it's the smartest thing we can do right now. But I agree with the food and like your idea of buying the good quality items.
Okay. I'm at eBay right now. I see Thursday boots. I have a pair called the President, and I have a pair called Captain. And I see for $125, but $20.80 shipping, size 10, says barely worn, no scratches. I mean, they look perfect. So they're $300 boots for $125 plus $21 shipping. I see another pair with a little more wear on them for buy it now for $89 plus $21 shipping. So these are top of the line, absolutely as good as you can get. And I suggest you, I have no financial interest in Thursday boots. It's just that I think that quality is really important. Durability is really important. And going forward, Shoes are really important. Really important. And I see people, you know, I have to laugh. Maybe it's not polite, but internally I laugh. When I see people in the store with flip-flops, when I used to see them in the store with flip-flops, I would kind of smile to myself, what an idiot. What an idiot. You know, if the car breaks down, are they going to be able to get home in flip-flops? Are they going to be able to walk anywhere in flip-flops? Why are they subjecting their feet to diseases of the urine and whatever else is on the floor at the Chinese factory outlet? Why would they do that? They're not thinking. They're not thinking at all. I'm looking. So the Thursday boots that I have laces, and they go above the ankle. So there's a lot of leather in them. So look for, you know, if you want to see what I'm talking about, it's called the Captain Thursday Boot Company. The model is Captain. And the other model is President. And they're very similar. It's just a slight style difference. Other than that, they're similar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 eyelets for laces and on each side, and 2 hooks at the top. So it would be 7 crisscrosses. They're top of the line, and I suggest you consider them if, you know, it makes sense to you. Kathy, we've expanded our garden, and other people have too. I was bidding on something on eBay. I thought it was a reasonable price. I was outbid. Looks like if I want this thing, I'll have to be in a bidding war. And it's a tool for gardening. It's a tool that relates to food. And what's happening, and these are old. These are vintage. These are, you know, let's say from the 1970s, 50 years old. And it looks like, you know, I have to fight for it if I want it. That's what's going on today. It's survival of the fittest. Now, so far it's semi-civil, but I don't think it's going to continue to be civil. There was a guy that was selling an item that I wanted to buy for food processing, and it was almost complete, but it was damaged. And I thought, you know what? I can weld it back together. And he said, you know, it's damaged. Here's a picture of it. And so I said, okay. I offered him $5 less than he wanted. He said, no, I'm going to take it apart and sell it as parts. And I said, I'll tell you what, how about if I just pay you full asking price? No, I'm going to sell it as parts. People are really becoming greedy. Why would this guy take this thing apart into, let's say, 8 pieces or 10 pieces, sell them individually? Why would he go through all that work when I was ready to willing and able to buy it right then and there? It makes no sense to me. But that's what's happening today. We're not able to get the parts we need. We're not able to get... It's not like January. It's not like December. It's a whole new world. Kathy, what are your biggest concerns about supplies that you want to lay in and have for your family survival?
Well, Vince, it's food and clothing and garden seeds and tools. I mean, if something breaks and you don't have a replacement, good luck unless you have a way to fix it. One of the tools that I use, I garden a lot, and it's called a Felco pruner, F-E-L-C-O, F as in Frank. And I've had these for over 20 years, and I bought replacement blades once. They're really, really durable. They cost me probably, it's been a while that I've had them, 20 years, I think. Probably $20, $25 I bought them. And I also bought a knife. It's called a Felco folding knife. And, I mean, a saw, a tree saw, I'm sorry. And that's really a good quality, too.
Well, rest assured, you can still get that Felco pruner for $45, Kathy.
Wow. Vince, I have to go. I'm sorry.
Hey, Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you next week, right?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic. organic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I can see that we've got a call on hold. Class, Jason will get to you in just a couple minutes. He's he's really, really busy. I wanted to mention there are things that I can't seem to find. So, for example, the furnace filters that we use here in our house, I have been cleaning and spraying them with end dust and putting them outside. I spray them with an air compressor. I wear a respirator and I blow them out. And so these inexpensive furnace filters that used to cost a dollar, I've used for 15 years. Same ones. I just blow them out with a compressor. I determine which way the wind is blowing, and I've got glasses on, you know, eye protection, and I've got respiratory protection on, and I've got long sleeves on, and I blow out with a compressor the dust, and clouds of dust, you know, go flying, you know, through the air. Make sure it's not in the way of any laundry or the dogs or any of the animals and so forth. And then I take the furnace filters and I stack them all up and I spray them outside with end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T. It creates an electrostatic charge and it traps the dust better than not doing it. So a furnace filter can last a really long time. Well, I decided that maybe I should get, you know, a couple replacements. They're impossible to find. Now, I did find a case of 10 of them. Roughly $100. What used to cost $1 is now $100 for 10. So, what I'm saying is it's very difficult to find the things that you used to be able to find. And one last thing, and then George is going to be with us in just a minute. I want to tell you about Seattle. So in Seattle, the city has been, part of the city has been taken over by people with firearms. Now, what is President Trump going to do? Is he going to go in door to door? Is he going to go with M16s and grenades and tear gas? Or is he going to shut off the electricity? If he does that, the people may burn down the buildings. If he shuts off, you know, gas, natural gas, if they have it, people may burn down the buildings. If he shuts down the food deliveries, people may burn down the buildings. So it's kind of a bad situation. So what they may do is build a wall around the encampment, build a wall around the area that's been occupied by those who threw out the police. The police are not there. So if they build a wall, they can starve out the people who are in there. And then the ones who have firearms may shoot their way out. Or they may set fire to everything and shoot their way out. So it's a really miserable situation. But what if they shut off the water? What if they shut off the electricity? What if you have a well and you're dependent on the electricity to have your well pump work? You know, 3 days without water, you're dead. 3 days without food, and you're pretty weak. You're not dead for 3 weeks, but you're pretty weak. If you're hypoglycemic, you have a problem. So it's a really terrible situation. So do you have enough water? Do you have a plan for water should the electricity fail? Should you not be able to run your well pump? Do you have a plan should the city shut off your water? 3 days you're dead without water. Do you have a plan? Now, buying cases and cases of water, you may think that, you know, you've got 4 cases of water and you're good for months. That's not true. The amount of water that you're going to use is going to be well over a gallon a day. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent.
Hey.
You mentioned Seattle. Not to bog down on that, there's other things to talk about, as I know. By the way, I think you should have a big sign over your farm, and you know what it should say? It'd say, Mr. and Mrs. Spinelli's Garden of Anarchy.
Well, you know, and so many people think that anarchy means murder, rape, mayhem. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means no one's in charge. And, for us, it works really well. I mean, there's nobody in charge of this little hamlet down the road from us. Nobody's in charge. And it's really peaceful. And it can be like that where a lot of people live. You know, we police our own. And we, you know, and if there's a guy who just isn't very polite, well, nobody likes him. And he feels a little uncomfortable. Actually, he feels real uncomfortable. Actually, he moves out. And nobody likes him. Hey, George, we'll be right back.
Okay.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. the president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who've set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
A country superstar planning a very special social distancing concert. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing. But we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th.
And that's a week from today. Today is the fourth anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a security guard, opened fire inside the gay nightclub, and after a three-hour standoff, police shot and killed him. 49 people, though, died, and 53 were wounded. And The Bachelor will have its first black star next season, as ABC says Matt James will be the lead for season 25 of the show, which the network is hoping to premiere in January. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. Thank
God, you're. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just me today. And George has called in. George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor. You got some tips, George. Please continue.
Yeah, there was one thing I wanted to mention about Seattle, but before I do, if you have a pair of shoes or boots or sneakers that you really like, or even if you don't like them, especially these days, and you want to make them last, a very simple way to do it is to get those shoe inserts that have like a spring or a knob at one end, and it's got the shape of the foot up towards the front. What do they call them, like shoe trees or shoe, do you know what I mean? You know, I know you know what I mean, Vincent, but I forget the word for them. But you put them in there in the insert, and they said, well, you're wearing your shoe all day long. Your foot is perspiring. In fact, you have sweat glands down there. That's one of the major places we have sweat glands. And your foot is breathing. So at the end of the day, this perspiration and moisture lodged into that shoe. And also, as it dries overnight or the next day, you want it to retain its shape. And if it retains its shape and you put those shoe horns in there, what'll happen, and if you don't have any, I guess you could use some wadded up paper or whatnot, but you'll find that your shoes will last a lot longer and look a lot nicer and retain their shape for a lot longer, which in the long run will be basically extending your investment in good shoes.
So I believe what you're talking about is a it's a shoe tree stretcher.
Well, it doesn't have to be a stretcher, but just something that when you slide it in, it fits, but it still has a little tension. So they come in different sizes, medium, large, extra large. They have the stretchers, but the stretchers are more like I think they say your nose, your ears, and your feet continue growing throughout your lifetime, sometimes slightly less in some people, slightly more in others. But in other words, yeah, it's like a stretcher of sorts, but it retains the shape. And I've found that my shoes last a lot longer and retain their shape, and I just stand up better. The other thing I'd like to say, I'm sorry.
One second, George. My parents had those, and we still have them here. And I believe what you're talking about is it's a piece of spring steel, flat spring steel, like that would be used to band lumber. But it's springy, and it has like a wooden, or they did have a wooden end that would go at the toe of the shoe, and a rounded back end that would go by the heel. And you would slide this in, and it would just put just a little bit of tension to keep the shape of the shoe while you're not wearing it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So they were painted. They're made out of wood, and they were painted wood with this spring between the front end where the toes go and the rear where the heel is. And you just slide them in your shoes while you kept them in the closet, for example. And what would happen is the spring would, just a flat piece of metal, it would arch upward, and it would keep the, if you had laces, it would just arch up to allow more air into the shoe, as well as not letting it shrink, not letting the shoe shrink from the moisture that was in the shoe while you were wearing it. And heck, how long do they last? I don't know. The ones we have here must be close to 100 years old.
Okay. They made them out of the foot part up front. Sometimes they're made out of a heavy duty plastic. Sometimes they're made out of metal. But for the most part, I've seen them made even out of cedar wood, which is a nice idea. The other thing is too, Vincent, is I found that if you get some decent quality hand cream that you'd use for your hands or chapped skin, whatnot, you can rub that into the leather of a shoe as just a quick in-between polishing sessions, replenishing and nurturing the shoe, which will, again, keep it from drying out because it was formerly it's a piece of leather. So, in other words, it's no longer it's no longer part of the animal that provided the leather, so that there's no oil glands there. So what you do to compensate for that is to just get some nice quality, and you can use this on your leather holsters and other leather apparel. You just get some nice quality that you would use for your hands, some clean hand lotion, and just rub that in there. And an old toothbrush, I don't throw away my old toothbrushes. I found multi-purposes for them. If you take an old toothbrush and you dip it into the polish that you're going to use for your shoes, that you should do once in a while to also make them maintain and make them age nicely where they get that nice new well taken care of leather, you take an old toothbrush and you dip it into the polish, and then you scrub in between where the soles meet the uppers of the shoe or boot. You run that along the seam, and that'll waterproof and keep water from seeping into that thing. And we'll go a long ways to have providing you with a waterproof shoe.
Absolutely, and we don't throw anything out around our house, including toothbrushes, and they have lots of purposes. We use them for scrubbing small areas. Ultimately, they end up in the automotive shop, and we use them for scrubbing automotive parts. So we are now in the world of the first Great Depression, where our grandparents didn't throw things away, because they didn't throw things away for a lot of reasons. One, they never knew if they could get another one of them. And the one they had is better than none at all, even if it had wear on it. So socks, we got accustomed to socks being disposable. You poke your toe through the front of the sock, nah, just throw it away. We're going to be at the point where if you can get thread and a needle, you're going to be fixing your socks. And so quality counts. Quality counts. And what kind of socks do I buy? I only buy one kind. And what color are they? I only buy one color. So all my socks are black. And they're gold toe socks, period. That's it. Why? Because gold toe seems to last way longer than any other brand. And when I buy socks, I buy the same ones I just bought the last time, and the time before that, and the time before that. So they're all the same. And so when socks go to sock heaven, wherever that is, you know, you start out with, you know, five pairs of socks, and you end up with four and a half. Where did that one go? I don't know. But if they're all the same color and they're all the same brand and they're all the same size, you only lost one sock. You didn't lose a whole pair of socks.
It's like that's what we do. A tire for your feet.
Well, you know, boy, that you brought up a sore subject. You know, that really frosted me when I saw what happened in Minneapolis, where the police were just popping every single tire in a Kmart parking lot. Must have been 50 cars there, and they flattened every tire on every car by puncturing the sidewalls. Can't fix that. You cannot
fix
it. Was
there any, did they say why they did that? Did they give any kind of official announcement?
Yeah, they did. They said that the reason that they did that was because it was to keep people safe by preventing those vehicles being used as weapons. These are people that drove, parked their cars, you know, off to the side, out of the way, where it was safe, and then, you know, walked to the protest. And because the cars were there, they could have been used as a weapon, you know, to mow people down or to transport things, you know, like, I don't know, maybe bottles of water, maybe some food, maybe a jacket, I don't know what, maybe some milk in case they got sprayed with pepper spray by the police, maybe some Band-Aids and some iodine in case they got beat up by the police. I don't know what was in these cars, but these were vehicles, personal vehicles, that were destroyed by the police. So,
Vincent,
here's the thing. Class, you want to bring a phone if you're going to be protesting, but you also don't want to bring a phone because you're going to be tracked. So the police have a record of who goes to these protests because you're bringing your personal tracking device. So if you can bring one that does not, you know, a camera kind of a thing, that's a good thing. Or video camera, that's a good thing. But a phone that can track you, that's not such a good thing. And George, please continue.
Vincent, you mentioned Minneapolis, but you also mentioned Seattle earlier. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'll remember this incident, although I think most people, it just went by the wayside. But it always bothered me and it frosted me. Remember about 20, 21 years ago, they had the police in Seattle. I'm pretty sure it was Seattle, about 90%. I don't find much information about it on the web, but I remember it because it was along this line of something about the police stood down. I think they were given an order. It was in Seattle. And they had about 100 individuals dressed all in black, black pants, black sweatshirts or sweaters, and they were wearing ski masks. And they had rocks or bricks, and they had, and they went in a downtown area. And you could tell the downtown area had those big, remember, in the stores that had the big, long viewing windows where they'd have store displays there. These things could be like, I'd say like maybe the better part of 50 to 100 feet long and probably taller than the average size man half again. Remember those windows, those huge windows that they had?
They're display windows. Sure.
Right, right. Now, I remember, I guess Walmart doesn't have that, but that's another subject. I had to throw that in. I'm sorry, Vincent. Anyway, I'll tell you, but I remember that the police were standing right nearby when all this was going on, and they were told to stand down. And I could tell by looking at the bills and other things that these guys were hirelings, but they were wearing masks, so they couldn't be recognized. And they went to town on those windows. I didn't see any other people like pedestrians around or anything. They proceeded to break every window in that section of the downtown. Do you remember it about 20 years ago? And then they walked away. Now, I know what I would have done as a police officer if they were there. I would have basically told the commander, you go to hell. I'm here to protect and serve. You're not going to allow them to trash our city like that. What's wrong with you? And even if it meant my job, I would have went in, and let's just say those guys would have been on the ground, and they would have been handcuffed, and they would have been charged for the full amount for those windows and then some, and a lot of court time and a lot of court costs and jail time. Now, do you remember that incident that happened?
I don't, but I do know that one of our instructors in the Northwest, not in Seattle, not in Washington, he and some of his buddies got together and they protected their city. These are just a bunch of guys, and they decided they weren't going to have any of this where there's looting and destruction of property. They were not going to allow it. And they protected the city. And they, the guys who were going to invade their city did not. That made the national news. So I'm not going to steal his thunder. He's going to be on the air with me in within a week or so. So I really don't want to pre-announce this, but he was there, and he told me about it. And so he did exactly what you're talking about. He protected. Now, is he being paid for it? No. Did he get paid for it? No. He just thought it was his duty to protect his village, and he and his buddies did. And there were enough of them, and they were armed to carry that out before it got bad. We'll be right back. George, if you'd like to stick around, that'd be great.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, very quickly, make sure you get what you need right now if you need it. I'm not saying spend money you don't have. Be judicious in what you do. But if you need it, chances are it will be more expensive and harder to get later. Let me give you a case in point. George mentioned, we've got George online, and Kevin is waiting. So during the break, I ran into the closet, and I looked at a tin of shoe polish, Kiwi, K-I-W-I brand. It's a 3-ounce size. I bought it years ago, and it had the original price label on it, 69 cents. 69 cents for 3 ounces. I looked on the internet during the break, and you know, it looks like the same tin. It's not the same tin. The new and improved size is 1/3 the size. It's like 1 1/8 ounces. And it's $7 for 1 1/8 ounces. They used to be 69 cents for 3 ounces. So now you get, it's 10 times more expensive for 1/3 the amount. Or another way of looking at it, it's 21 times more expensive than it used to be when I last bought shoe polish. Any quick comments, George? We've got Kevin on hold.
Yeah, I'll just make a couple of things real fast. One is, if those police wanted to do that in that parking lot, how hard would it be to just let the air out of the tires? Because most people don't carry those little compressors that save me, and I'm sure you, many times, that you could just plug into a cigarette lighter, and it's like a tire inflator right there, and it's usually in a small container or box. That's one. Two, I call it the cannoli factor. I remember this as a boy, right? I had the privilege of growing up in an Italian community. And what it was I noticed I like cannolis. So I said, all right. I said, I remember they were like 50 cents, and they were rather large because the bakery was competing with your grandmother or your mother. So what ended up happening was that one day I remember I went to the store to buy a cannoli, and I'm a kid, and it's like I look at it, and it's like all of a sudden the size has shrunk to half size, and the price has doubled. So it didn't. It wasn't rocket science. All I said, pretty darn good. I said, they cut it in half, and they're charging me twice as much. And I always remembered that. And I noticed that with the, excuse me to use this, and I don't get off, is the Clorox bottles. You ever notice? We know the average size of a Clorox bottles. But if you go in the stores now to buy them, they're a half size. And they're charging more. But I think they're charging almost double, or at least a third again more. Don't you, Vin?
Absolutely, and the same thing has happened to ice cream. So a half a gallon of ice cream is, oh, it's a new fun size. It's real small.
All right, yeah. I know I got to get off because I know Kevin's waiting. So, hey, good talking, my friend. You have a nice weekend. God bless.
You too. Thank you, George. That was George. Kevin, welcome. Hey, Kevin, you're on.
Hey, Vincent, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm pretty frosted as usual. I'm watching the country burn down. I'm watching dumb people everywhere you look. The generally dumb public, the people who allegedly represent our interests have no clue. They're dumb as a box of rocks, and we pay them for it. Yeah, I'm pretty frosted. How about you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I get to hear people cry about their ice makers and disposers not working while the world's burning down around them. So It's idiocracy at its finest. Were y'all just discussing, I just jumped in after a service call I did, were y'all just discussing the World Health Organization chaos in Seattle?
Oh, well, yes, chaos in Seattle. Yes, that we were discussing that.
If you remember the big riots from the World Health Organization protests in Seattle, I think 15, 20 years ago.
I think that's what George was talking about, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought too. So there's a show based out of Portland, another excellent broadcaster I listen to regularly, Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. And last week, or June 5th, he had on Norm Stamper, who was the Seattle police chief at the time. And they discussed the UN Strong Cities Initiative and how that's been implemented and rolled out since 2015. And they discuss how, you know, the objective is to basically defund the local police and bring in their, you know, UN, maybe it's private security or maybe it's foreign security. But the show is really great. If anybody wants to hear that police chief's perspective, he is very apologetic. And he thinks that was the biggest mistake of his career, what happened in mm-hmm. Seattle. I thought it was really interesting. So it was Norm Stamper on Clyde Lewis Ground Zero, June 5th.
Let's see if I can do some more research on that. One of the things I wanted to mention to our class was how to buy on eBay. And I guess I'm not going to have time to do it. Next broadcast where we have a chance, I'll share that thought with you. How to buy on eBay the best way, at least the way I found. Do you have any quick suggestions in the last 20 seconds, Kevin?
Definitely look at the ratings of the sellers because there are new ones popping up all the time who are pretty shady. Try to buy from Americans if you can.
Yeah, it's getting harder to do. Kevin, it looks like we're going to see you on next week, right? Next Friday.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you and Kathy. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And you might want to go to the bank now and get.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.